Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm glad you're here. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to use our website to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter when you get there, including Jim's blog. Jim's blog is there as well, so use that to your advantage too. You know, folks, we have our Brain Trust, which is over 500 outstanding experts. And we've got just about, I mean, there's no other group of experts, no other community of experts like the Brain Trust in the world. There just isn't. And we've got somebody almost to cover virtually every topic under the sun, especially if it's regard to the marketplace, and especially it regarding small business. We've got human resources experts, we've got selling experts, we've got marketing experts, we've got technology experts, et cetera, et cetera. But I know there's one way that we have a very significant distinction from any other expert community. We actually have a resident fishmonger. Now you heard me right, a fishmonger. Anders Miller is a fishmonger, and he's our good friend. This is not his first visit to the show. He's been with us before. He is one of the characters, one of the guys that's written about in the book Catch. And by Cindy Carruthers, Dr. Cindy Carruthers. And he's here. He's back again with us today to talk to us about the Pike Place fish phenomenon. Anders, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Now, you're in Seattle where Pike Place fish is. I understand you guys had a storm last night.
Yeah, big storm, man. I woke up. Good thing I set the alarm on the cell phone. I'd be sleeping right through work. I woke up totally dark.
So the power's out there.
Yeah, man, no power.
Power's out, so you thank God for cell phones. So, Anders, how do you like being called a fishmonger?
I like it, man. It makes me proud. I mean, it's one of the oldest. The career's been around forever, you know?
Yeah. So do you think when you were born, your mother and father were looking at you and they said, we just pray that he'll grow up and become a fishmonger?
Yeah, about as much as I was.
How did you become a fishmonger?
I had a friend that worked there, so I kind of got the in like that, and he was trying to recruit me for a long time.
He's showing me
the video and saying, I know you can work here, I know you can work here. There's only certain people that can work here, and I didn't really understand what he was talking about.
What is a fishmonger?
Well, just a, you know, we sell fish, basically.
Uh-huh.
Just go down there, we hawk the fish, we set it up, we sell it, we put it away, we do it again, you know.
One way to tell a fishmonger is if your sinuses are clear, right? If you can smell.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Because I buy your fish, I do business with you guys all the time. And you guys send it to me, and it's very fresh. I order it one day, and I get it overnight the next day. But, you know, I order, it's not inexpensive to ship it, so I order enough to last us for a little while. And I do a lot of trimming and, you know, filleting and that sort of thing. And it takes a day or so to get the fish off my hands.
It does, man. How do you think I feel?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like how you live.
In this
so,
stuff all day.
So how's your social life these days, Anders, with the fish smell?
Well, you'd be surprised. I clean up pretty well.
Okay, all right. I can imagine. I've seen your picture. You're a handsome guy. Okay, Anders, what's the cool thing about Pike Place fish?
The cool thing about Pike Place fish is, I mean, for the people, you come down there, we're definitely going to give you an experience. You know, we're all really committed to making a difference for you, everybody that comes down there, whether they buy anything or not. And, shoot, for me, it's it's just a place where I can just go be myself and have a good time, you know, and it really just feels good when I go home at the end of the day.
Have you ever gone to work and not had fun?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm human like anybody else, but, yeah. You know, it's such a great environment, and there's all the guys are pulling for you that they really don't let you go too long like that.
Have any customers ever gotten hurt by a flying fish?
Maybe we've had a couple of incidences.
You guys literally throw these fish around, don't you?
Oh, yeah. No injuries that a free T-shirt and a piece of smoked salmon couldn't heal.
Exactly. Yeah. Give me a look. If you'd give me a Dungeness crab, you could hit me with a fish anytime you want.
Exactly. You've become a pretty good customer since I talked to you last time, too. When you called the other day, I went and told Ryan. I told him your name. He's like, "Oh yeah, no, I know." And he had you right in the computer. I didn't have to give him any info on you.
Now, see, that's another thing that you guys do that I'd like to encourage other people to do. When I call you guys up and order fish. Which I do, I order fish probably every couple of 3 months. I order enough to do us for a month or so, and then we get tired of it, and then we get sick of it for a few weeks, and then we miss it again. And we order some more, but whenever I tell them my name, they bring my name up in the computer. They know exactly what I ordered. I don't have to repeat how much of whatever I ordered before. If I want that same thing, they know what I have, and it's as easy as it can be.
Yeah, no, we're sending a ton of fish out right now too with the holiday. You'd be surprised how many people eat salmon for Christmas, and so we're pretty much doing double the business right now because we've
That's the main thing that's fresh right now, isn't it? The Atlantic salmon.
Yeah, we got some good Atlantic salmon right now. It's actually raised in the Pacific. It's just Atlantic is
right.
The breed, but this time of year is good. Good for salmon and stuff like that. The water's real cold. The oysters are nice and fresh.
The mussels were excellent. We get the mussels. We don't get the oysters. We get the mussels. The mussels were excellent. But here's the point, folks. These guys are known not so much for the fish. The fish is excellent. But, Anders, all fish markets that stay in business have good fish, don't they?
Right.
I mean, that's what they are. That's what they do. It's not about the fish. It's about the experience of the customers, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is, man. We, like I said, we're committed to that every day.
How do you train your people? You said a minute ago, not everybody can work there. What does that mean?
Well, we give everyone a chance to, when you get hired, there's not really any training in the beginning. You just got to start, and you just got to have a willingness to. To try on different things that might seem a little foreign to you in different ways.
And a sharp fillet knife.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be careful with those things,
I'll take a finger off, won't they?
Oh, yeah. Half the crew's got stitches.
That's always nice to know. Stand by, Anders. Anders Miller, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's part of the team at Pike Place Fish, which is one of the great petri dishes of customer service on the planet. And we're going to get back and right after this next break and get Anders to give us some more customer care wisdom. Stay with us. 20 after. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Anders Miller. He's a fishmonger, ladies and gentlemen, at Pike Place Fish in beautiful downtown Seattle, Washington. The book that was written about them was called Catch, and there's also a video out there too, isn't it, Anders?
Yeah, it's called the video is called Fish.
And the website is pikeplacefish.com, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
www.pike, no, put an S on the end there, pikeplacefish.com. If you go there, you can actually buy, you can actually order online. I always call them up because I like to talk to them. And they'll take your credit card over the phone. They'll talk to you about what's fresh. You can tell them if you want, how you want your fish filleted. You can talk to them about, especially now. When is some of the fresh stuff going to come in? You won't have any fresh salmon really, other than the Atlantic stuff, for a few months, right?
No, actually, we're normally this time of year it's pretty tough to get, but we are able to get it right now. It's just, you got to pay for it this time of year. It's almost like Copper River price.
Yeah.
Fillets are $28 a pound.
Yeah. And some of that stuff is so rich, you can't eat more than about 3 ounces of it. It's so rich. But, okay, so what do you think, When people come there, they come to watch you guys handle the fish, having a good time, having fun. You throw the fish around. It's kind of organized chaos, isn't it?
Yeah, it's barely organized chaos.
Barely organized chaos. But it works.
When it's rocking, it's like a well-oiled machine. You know, it really is something else. And I think people just come for that energy. They just go, you know, it's like, what is going on here?
Let's say that 5 years from now, you decide to leave the fishmongering business and you decide to open up just a regular small business doing anything else in the world. What will you take away from what you've learned there at Pike Place Fish?
Just to listen to people and to make a difference for them, really, you know, because that's all. You make a difference to the people and they're going to come back.
Madam, when you say make a difference, what do you mean by that?
I mean, just like you're really there to serve them and like as a human being, you know, not like looking at a customer over there and put them in a customer box. It's like two human beings having a relationship, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you create the relationship, then all the other stuff's going to come, you know. They're going to buy fish, and that's all going to happen, you know. It's just all about creating relationships and really just being committed to them being happy.
Let me tell you what happened to me once, folks. This is an experience. I ordered some stuff one time, and there was one mistake in my order. Now, I've ordered a lot of stuff from you, and there's only been that one time that it happened. It happens to everybody. Well, the next time I talked to your guys, I said, guys, remember that one thing? There was some. I've forgotten exactly what it was. It wasn't in the box or something. I've forgotten what it was. He said, oh, yes, I see where you ordered it. And he said, I'll take that off your bill right now. Immediately.
Yeah, we're good about that stuff. You know, we pretty much are going to leave the ball in your court if there's a mistake. And, you know, we realize we try to keep it to a minimum. Things do happen. But if there's a mistake, what I do is if somebody's upset, I ask them, like, what's, you know, sorry. First of all, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
what's it going to take for you to be happy?
I'll send you
new stuff. I'll give you a credit. I'll, you know, whatever you want.
How many pounds of fish do you have to get to? Now, see, you guys sent me a book last time, an autographed book last time. How many pounds of fish do I have to order to get a book?
Well, I just threw that in because
I'm such a nice guy. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that was from me.
Well, I appreciate that, by the way. Okay, so you just, the main thing is it's not about the fish, even though the fish is important. What you guys do for customers, it's not just about the fish, is it?
No, it's not at all. And we pride ourselves on having great customer service. You know, that's one thing people walk through the market and they'll go, well, how come your crab costs a dollar more? just because we know the quality's there. You know what I mean? You don't know what you're getting in other places. We know the quality's there.
How many
we back
fish,
up everything we do.
How many fish markets are there in Seattle? How many hundreds?
Well, there's a ton if you count all the grocery stores and Whole Foods and all stuff like that. But
so there's a lot of places
there's four
people
just
can get
out
fresh.
In the market.
There's a lot of places people can get fresh fish.
Yeah, exactly.
But yours is the only one they wrote a book about, and that's because of the way the experience, the atmosphere that you create for customers.
Yeah, absolutely, man. People want that. They want to be able to bring that to their business and to their life, and it's really it's not that hard. It just takes a little commitment.
And do you feel like that because of the atmosphere and because of it's gotten in the marketplace that you guys are pretty cool, it's a pretty cool place to be, do you think that actually gives customers who maybe have never done business with you, maybe it sets them up on a good attitude even before they get there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it definitely, they have an expectation now when they
right.
come see us. You know, it's kind of like, I feel like I got a responsibility out in the world now to produce that for everybody, so it's not really okay for me not to be on, you know what I mean?
Because
that might be
right.
someone's only chance to see us. Mm-hmm. They might have come across the country to check it out. So,
well, you know, I was telling the audience before you got here, Anders, that it's almost the situation where you guys could almost charge admission to watch you guys work and to see this whole process. And folks, there's no reason why you can't take your own company and turn it into a Pike Place Fish type of environment. Right,
Anders? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We just I just came back from Washington, D.C. yesterday, and we just spoke to a Nova Health System
right.
over there, and it was great. You know, they're trying to bring this kind of spirit into the healthcare industry, and you really can do it anywhere.
Find out more about it at pikeplacefish.com. You can catch the book is called Catch by Dr. Cindy Carruthers and all the guys there, including Anders. Anders, happy holidays to you, sir. Thank you for being here. Keep up the good work. Keep that good fish coming.
Thanks for having me, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Be sure to let me know when the white salmon's ready. I love that stuff.
You know it.
All right. See you later. Quick break. Right back with Rosalind Glickman, Dr. Rosalind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.